Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling throws the ball into Dropo, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-1 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Chuck Estradin now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 3 in the game. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 4 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Triandoz is walked intentionally. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is hit by the pitch. Pilarczyk moves to third. Triandoz moves to second. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Jim Busby. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk scores. Triandoz moves to third. Klaus moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Triandoz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.